And again, visiting today with Manhattan Ogden USD 383 School Board Member David Colburn and also Superintendent Bob Shannon and Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed. And I know Michelle Jones, a communications coordinator and public safety, I think she has more to her title now, but she has a long list of things that she wanted you to share with us today, Dave.
We had open enrollment last Friday, which is just a huge, huge effort by our district to try to make a one-stop shopping sort of thing for our parents. But for those people who are going to have children in USD 383 and have not enrolled yet, we need you to do that as soon as possible. The elementary school offices will be open starting Monday, August 10th. And then middle school offices are open starting Thursday, tomorrow. And then MHS East and West campuses are open now for enrollment. And my high schooler is quite excited because today the MHS schedules will be available on the school portal at 1 o'clock today. So she will be sitting at the computer 5 minutes ahead of time waiting to see what her schedule looks like. And then importantly, open house and back-to-school nights take place Monday the 17th. Different schools have different times, so you need to check with your school to see when yours goes. Bus schedules become available August 17th at the USD 383 website, which is www.usd383.org. And first day of school is Tuesday, August 18th. It's a half day of school, and students will be released before lunch. And just a reminder to all the drivers out there, we've got lots of construction on our streets, and soon we're going to have a lot of school buses and kids on bikes and kids walking to school. So it's going to be an interesting back-to-school period on our traffic ways. So please be careful out there.
Now, I know, Eric, you actually went to the enrollment because I talked to you that very same morning. And what did you think of the whole process? I mean, it sounded like it went pretty well.
Honestly, I thought it was amazing. I think you hear about this day, you know, you're enrolling so many students through, so many families you're talking to, and I thought in a lot of ways it was just wonderful to have everybody under one roof. If you needed some help in certain areas, you had the person there instead of calling out and bringing to the building. I think what I was impressed most by was how the staff handled people and served them and really cared for them, made them feel important coming through. Got them through very quickly. You know, I heard some people got through the whole process of enrolling four kids in 10 minutes, and that's pretty impressive. I don't think you can do that if you do it in separate buildings.
You know, and also, now David mentioned the construction, Bob, and I know at the intergovernmental meeting last week there was quite a bit of discussion about that. I think they put off some of the construction up by the high school, or did they? I mean, they still have to do some there.
Well, Westwood in particular is, I believe, scheduled for an overlay, and the last I've heard is that that's going to happen pretty soon, and the hope, I think, from city staff is it can be completed before school starts on the 18th. So that's that one will be certainly, if it is in progress or is closed, that'll require alternate routes to High School West Campus. So that's the main one that's of those that are close to the school buildings. And I know Transportation Department with Director Messer and city staff have been in communications, which is really appreciated to give us an idea where buses might have to take a different route around to bypass some work for a while.
So Transportation Director Doug Messer not pulling his remaining hair out yet? Or I would think it's probably a little tricky, challenging, trying to get all those buses to go where they need to go.
Well, it isn't. For the most part, we don't go on to the campus. They can speak to that.
Okay, very good. Well, and I guess, too, some other items we could mention, donations and grants on the agenda tonight. I don't think we covered that yet, Dave, if you have that pulled up.
Virtually every meeting we have a series of donations and grants to recognize. We have many partners in the community that we rely upon to help us do what we need to do. At this meeting, we'll be acknowledging a $2,000 cash donation from USD 383 to USD 383 from the K-State University Foundation to be used for STEM registration for 40 students, a $20,000 grant to USD 383 from the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics for nutrition education for all second graders, $3,775 cash donation from the Manhattan Ogden School Foundations to be used for a variety of purposes across the district, and a $9,000 cash donation to the Department of Teaching and Learning in our district from Kansas State University to purchase books for the participants in the Teacher Leadership Academy. So we really appreciate especially the Manhattan-Ogden Schools Foundation. They do a lot for us, and we partner with Kansas State University on a number of things, and they're really enhance the opportunities for our students.
Anything else, Dr. Shannon, on the agenda that we need to just mention briefly? I know there's some reports and
there's some annually reoccurring. We have a number of handbooks either for staff or for parents that are being updated for the 2015-16 school year. And another one that people may not pay a lot of attention to, but is important, we provide educational services for students who are at the Job Corps facility near the Manhattan Regional Airport. And we're re-upping or proposing the contract with them for some compensation that comes back to us for providing that service.
I skipped right over the roof replacement bid, and that's slated for action, I think, tonight.
It is, and this is for what's known as the F Hall section of the building on the northwest part of MHS West Campus, and we have bids on that, and those bids came in good. They're very competitive, good numbers. And so the administration will propose to the board that we go ahead, and that's by Diamond Roofing of Manhattan, a local company.
Dave, you want to add?
Well, I had a patron ask me why we didn't redo all the roofs when we were doing our bond issue, and there's a couple of reasons for that. We did extensive work at the high school, but there were some roofs that we didn't replace. Part of that is a bond issue. We're essentially borrowing money, and you don't like to borrow money for things that might have a shorter lifespan than the loan, essentially. Now, roofs generally are supposed to last about 20 years, and that's the length of our bond issues. But what we try to do on roofs is save up from capital outlay funds and then do the roofs so that we're not borrowing money to do the roofs. And the other is, if we did all of the roofs during the bond issue, then 20 years later, suddenly whoever's on the board and whoever's in administration 20 years from now would suddenly be trying to figure out how to fix all the roofs at once, and that would just be horrible. So the roofs don't get done as part of a bond issue because they get spread out, and every year we're doing, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 roofs across the district. It's a ton of money, and groan and moan as a board member sometimes, but you've got to take care of your buildings, and that's just how it is.
Well, before we wrap up, a couple more minutes left. I don't know, Eric, anything else you're wanting to add? I'm sure there's a lot of excitement with school close to starting, and just anything else in your new role or that you want to add today?
Well, I know my kids are ready to go, and one of my jobs at open enrollment was to man one of the lines, and, you know, I had an opportunity to talk to a lot of people, and whether kids will admit it or not, most of them are ready to come back to school, and the families are ready for school to get started. They're ready for a schedule. They're ready to get to going, and I really appreciated that and really enjoyed that part of the day. But I'm looking forward to serving. I'm looking forward to learning. I've been able to learn a lot from some great people already. Sometimes you need a perspective from the outside to tell you how good you're doing on a lot of things and to help you with areas to improve, and I feel very good about being able to walk into that and see some of the great things that are going on that people have done for so long that they don't even recognize are exceptional things. So I've appreciated everybody welcoming me in, and I know we've got some challenges ahead of us. We've got a lot of financial challenges that we'll work through and continue to serve our students and serve this community well.
Well, Bob, I sense a lot of excitement despite the financial challenges that Eric just referred to, and I got
Isn't
through
that
the
nice?
Yes, and you got through the summer okay. And I know usually you'll do a few things, you know, with buildings or maintenance. Anything in particular during the summer months that kind of stands out, or just the usual?
Well,
upkeep?
Another roof that the board approved earlier in the springtime was over at Bergman Elementary School. So that was, again, as board member Dave said, a significant capital outlay for cost. But it is important. So that was the largest of our other capital projects, was another roof at a different school.
Yes, Eric?
And I'd probably add in the College Hill Preschool as well, had some security issues, and we flipped around the offices to secure them like the other buildings in campus to create a front entry that was secure, the same entry through the office that the other buildings had. So, and I know that was part of the bond issue on a lot of the buildings, but College Hill was picked up later on. So we're continuing to try and make our kids safe across the district, and that's a good thing.
Dave, you ready to tackle another school year as a board member?
I better be. it's coming whether I want it or not. One of the things we'll be working on tonight is for the board members will be our committee assignments. And when I first got on the board, I thought, you know, being on the board was intimidating enough, but I looked at the list of committees that we serve on, and that was That was kind of scary and frightening, but we have negotiations, members assigned to negotiations. We have members assigned to the Parks and Rec Board. We have all sorts of committees.
Technology, do you
there's
still
technology,
have?
Technology, yeah. And there's curriculum, and there's I serve on the as a representative of the board on the Chamber of Public Affairs Committee. We have a Facilities and Growth Committee. There's a bunch of
governmental group. You have representatives, other, yeah.
So we'll be divvying up those responsibilities tonight, and it'll be interesting to see. I just told them I'd do whatever they wanted me to do, and we'll see what I get to do.
Lots more than just two meetings a month.
Yes.
Yes, it is. I don't want to – we're always – start. It's time to – 2 years from now, we got to add some new board members, and it's time to start recruiting, actually. And, you know, it's a ton of work, but it's one of the best things I've done in my life. I just – it's really rewarding, and it's just great to be involved with teachers and professional administrators who – are so committed to education and kids. They're great role models for me, and they've enhanced my life. And yeah, I've put in a ton of work, and there's been some tears and a lot of frustration, but in the end, it's really great work. I encourage people to consider getting on the board.
Well, thanks to the three of you for stopping by. Pleasure to get to know Eric Reed a little bit better today, Assistant Superintendent for USD 383. Also, of course, School Board Member David Colburn and Superintendent Dr. Bob Shannon. We'll go to a break. When we come back, we'll have Pat Bosco with us, and he's Vice President for Student Life at Kansas State University, also Dean of Students. Looking forward to what he has to say as they prepare for another school year. Again, you're listening to In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.